Okay, I'll just take everything at face value, and I'll choose to view JT Realmuto as a real possibility, and it's an interesting one because Blue Jays do have catchers, and who knows what the ceiling is on a Danny Jansen or a Alejandro Kirk. I think I know what Reese McGuire is, and going back to his minor league track record, he's a pretty good defender and he's lefty bat and yada yada yada. He's not much offensively, so I don't really consider him part of this equation though. But going out and getting a Realmuto, does that make sense to you? Because the Blue Jays have kind of dangled this idea of trading one of those catchers before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And McGuire's been someone that they've listened on in the past. I think, as you say, Ben, I mean, his value is probably approaching a low point right now. He won't have options entering next year. So you're really looking at Jansen and Kirk as those young catchers of the future, so to speak, in all likelihood for the Blue Jays. And that's a good place to be. But just as with Yasmani Grandal last offseason, if there's a better catcher out there, and Grandal and Realmuto, of course, are pretty much the two best in baseball over the course of the last 5 years, then you've got to go out and see if there's a fit. So I think Realmuto would be a great fit. He's 2 years younger than Russell Martin was when Martin signed in Toronto. He is a very fast runner, not just for catchers, but objectively in Major League Baseball, he's a very fast runner. So if you needed to, he could play a little bit of left field to keep his bat in the lineup on a day that a Jansen or a Kirk is catching. And of course, if you were to sign Realmuto, then all of a sudden you have trade chips at the catching position to go out and have serious conversations about, for example, Francisco Lindor. So this is, a really interesting possibility. But again, of course, Realmuto is going to have a lot of interest from other teams. And it's far from a lock that he would choose Toronto, but there's no reason the Blue Jays shouldn't explore that and see if there is a fit.